Blog Talk Radio.
With our hands lifted high, our heart wide open, he deserves this worship.
why we're here, because we deserve this worship. This is the reason why we've come tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Just getting into that sweet worship there on tonight. Amen. Just exalting the Lord. Getting into the pure worship of the Lord. People of God, it takes you places. It takes you right into the presence of the Lord. Amen. And that's where we want to be. Amen. Glory to God. Under the secret shadows of the Most High. Glory be to God. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We ask, people of God, if you would, to go ahead and invite someone to come in on tonight. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Invite them to come on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We're excited for what the Lord is doing. Truly, the Lord is doing a great thing in the earth, people of God. And I'm telling you, it's a great time to be alive. Amen. It's a great time, amen, to, amen, have the purpose of God, glory to God, being manifested in our lives. Amen. We realize there's a lot going on, glory to God, but people of God, nothing catches him by surprise. Amen. And we thank God that his plan and his purpose does not change concerning us. Amen. His purpose and his plan does not change concerning us. Amen. So we're grateful tonight. Amen. For each and every one of you. If you would, go ahead and again invite someone to come in. Invite them to come on in. Listen, go over there to one of those text messages, as we say, one of those group messages, and say, listen, just make it real simple. Come and join me on the PNN. Dial in now. And then put the number, 339-209-6891. Amen. 339-209-6891. Amen. I tell you, people of God, this 2022, the Lord has, oh my goodness, listen, since day one of this 2022, amen, the Lord has, I'm telling you, he has shown up and he has manifested himself and shown out, shown his power. Amen. And I'm telling you, we are so grateful. Amen. You listen, you don't want to miss it. Amen. You don't want to miss this night. Amen. You don't want to. Amen. Tell your friends. Amen. Tell someone. They don't want to miss it. Amen. Because God is doing some awesome things here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for the recent countries. Amen. That have, amen, signed on, that are listening in to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Last count, amen, it was 42 different countries, but my God, I believe we got about 7 more countries, amen, that are listening now to the Prayer News Network. And I'm telling you, people of God, it's the Lord's doing. It is the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's work, amen. And we're just grateful to be a part of it, amen. We can't claim any to that, amen, to what. Listen, people of God, we're just yielding, and the Lord is doing the work. That's the best we can explain it. Amen. We're yielding. We're following him. He's leading. He's guiding. And people of God, he is truly taking us to heights unknown. Who would have thought, amen, 2 years ago, amen, that we would be at this point? Started out as a 21-day prayer line, but my God, the Lord has taken it so much further. So much further than that, amen, that is now a broadcast, amen, jumping across countries, amen, nations, amen, glory to God. And I'm telling you, people are listening that we know not of, but we know, listen, and it's just as sure as they're hearing what we're hearing, they are truly being blessed. Amen. Listen, we just want to thank God for, amen, those that are listening to other countries. Amen, Jesus, we know that they can't, amen, dial in, but we always want to let them know, amen, that we know that you're listening. We thank God for those of you that are texting us or email messaging us, amen, even in your own language, amen. But we thank God on tonight that he's given us wisdom and knowledge that we can take what they send, put it in a translator, and know exactly what they're saying, and send them a prayer back, amen, translate it into their language. Woo! Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Translate it into their language and send it back, amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, this is what the Lord is doing, amen. I know that we're on this line, amen, at 9 o'clock, but people of God, listen, the work continues, amen. People are still reaching out, amen. People are still, amen, asking for prayer, amen. So we thank God, amen. We thank God for being able for giving us the wherewithal, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to meet the needs, to serve the people, amen. And people of God, this is not all, amen, for God has so much more in store, amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord, amen. We honor, we glorify him for his goodness. We thank him, amen, for each of you that are listening here in this continental United States and those that are listening in the Isles of the Sea, amen. On our last report, amen, Barbados is now listening, amen. So those that are listening in the Isles of the Sea, we thank God for you. We thank God, we thank God, we thank God. And we want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Glory be to God. We are a body of believers. Amen. And we are the generation that are seeking him. Amen. Because we are seeking him with our whole heart, our whole mind, all of our understanding. Amen, Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We're not just coming to this line. Glory be to God. Amen. For naught. Amen. We're not just coming to this line to be coming, but we are intentional. And we pray that you're intentional as well. Amen. That you're coming to get, that your eyes, the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That your heart, glory to God, will be impressed by the word. Amen. That it will be cleansed, that it will be purified, that we will be changed and we will be transformed, amen, at the hearing of the word, amen, that when he comes, we'll be just like him, amen. Glory be to God, because we are created in his image and in his likeness, amen. So we want to do the things that he does. We're in his image, amen. We want to do those things like him, amen. We want to please him. And so we come, we make the time, we carve out the time to come and listen to hear what God is saying by his messengers, his holy vessels. Amen. Glory be to God. So people of God, we pray that you got your pencils and your paper, or your pen and your paper. Amen. We pray that you got it and that you're ready, that you're coming, listening to what, amen, the Lord is saying. Amen. We thank the Lord, glory to God, that we have entered into the Sabbath day of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And listen, people of God, we want you to, amen, begin to think back, amen, over this week, amen, and give God thanks every day, amen. Think of that day, amen, and what the Lord has done, amen, what has come out of it, amen, and just say unto him, God, it was good, and I thank you, amen, because he's brought us, amen, to another Sabbath day, a day of rest, amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, there is a blessing in the Sabbath. Amen. There's a blessing. There's a blessing when we observe the Sabbath. Amen. When we just really spiritually, amen. Glory to God. When we just really take in and just begin to give God thanks and give him praise and think over the week. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God. We pray that the Lord will permit, amen, that we would do a teaching on the Sabbath, amen. Now, listen, we're not trying to bring you back under the law, amen, Jesus, because we know that Christ came to fulfill the law. But listen, there is a blessing. Hear me what I say. There is a blessing in observing the Sabbath, amen. And once you come to the understanding of it, my God, whoo-hoo, you talking about blessed, amen. Glory be to God. You talking about some blessed people, amen, Jesus. Listen, we're leaving blessings on the table, amen, when we don't, amen, really fully understand the Sabbath. Oh, my God. Listen, why would the Lord say, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, keep it sacred, amen? Glory be to God. Not just, listen, as the scripture declares, amen, Jesus, you have an ox that fall in the ditch, amen, and you won't get him, go get him because of Sabbath. That's just the surface. But when you really get into the Sabbath, listen, I'm feeling this thing tonight, amen? But we're going to move on because I'm feeling it. Let me pull myself up out of here, amen. Glory to God, because I feel myself going somewhere. Hallelujah, because we're in the Sabbath, amen. Glory be to God. But God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Listen, again, we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come in. People of God, invite them to come in, come, and be blessed on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. As we know, God has a blessing for you. He has a blessing for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to give God thanks and praise for our leaders on tonight. Amen. Thanking God for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, and thanking him tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle on tonight, amen, Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord on tonight, excuse me, for, amen, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., thanking him tonight for our founding mother, amen, Jesus, Mother Carrie James, and thanking him tonight, amen, for all of the elect ladies that stand by the side of these great men of God. Thanking God tonight for all of our advisors, amen, all of our advisors, glory to God, thanking him for all of our prayer warriors, amen. Listen, people of God, God is doing something so great on this outreach ministry. Glory be to God. I tell you this song, there's this little song that says, do you see what I see? Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Listen, people of God, what I'm seeing, amen, there's just no limit, amen. There's no limit to what God is doing. And truly, he's doing it by his Spirit. Glory to God. He's doing it by his anointing, people of God. He is doing it. Glory to God. He's stretching across the miles. And he's putting this outreach together. Glory to God. This outreach without walls. This outreach with no limit. My God. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Hey, Bahaya. Glory to God. He's pulling it together. Glory be to God. And I tell you, everything is falling in place because it's by his divine design. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for you. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, for you coming each and every night. Thank God for your commitment. Thank God for your dedication. Thank God for your relationship with him. Yes, sir. We give God thanks. We give God praise for what he's doing in your lives. Glory to God. As I often say, it's impossible to come to this line every night, listening to this anointed word, these anointed vessels every single night. It's impossible to come every night and there not be a change. Oh, glory to God. It's impossible. Glory to God, because you know what? They're little seedlings, word being dropped into your spirit. Mm-hmm. Listen, glory to God. Listen. You're coming every night, amen, and that seeds are being dropped, amen, into your spirit. Glory be to God. You may try to filter it, amen. Glory be to God, but God got a way, amen, of getting his word to the core. He got a way of getting his word into the soil, I say. Glory be to God. And listen, people of God, and the next thing you know, glory be to God, you begin to grow. You begin to grow, and you begin to feel strengthened, and you begin to feel something happening, and you wondering, when did this happen? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, people of God, when did it happen? Amen. When you came and you heard the word. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for what he's doing in your lives, people of God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. For all that he's doing. Amen. And again, I tell you, I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited for what the Lord is doing. Truly, the Lord is doing something great in our lives. Something good is really about to happen to you. Amen. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. Amen. Glory to God. So to people of God, tonight, amen, I'm just excited. I'm just excited tonight. Amen. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for what he's doing in your life. I'm excited for your growth and your development. Amen, Jesus, for how he is strengthening you. Amen, for how he's pulling out of you that he needs. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We're not kicking and screaming anymore. Amen. But we are learning to yield unto him. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, listen. Let us, amen, let us bring our hearts and our minds in. Amen, Jesus. Enough, enough, enough. Amen. I could go on and on and on because I'm so excited. But people of God, we are, amen, preparing for the word. Again, I want you to go ahead and send out those text messages and invite someone to come in. Amen, Jesus. Invite them and tell them to come in. Tell them the Lord has something good for them. Amen. And that's the truth. Yes, it is. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we're going to have a word of prayer. Amen. And after we have a word of prayer, amen, Jesus, we're going to have a scripture. Amen. By Sister Mary. Amen. We're going to have Word of God, a solo.
The recording has started.
And Jesus, in that order. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we give him thanks again. We give him praise. Again, we're going to have after the prayer, we're going to have a scripture reading by Sister Mary. Amen. We're going to have a solo by Sister Robin. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And then, people of God, the next voice that you will hear, amen, Jesus, will be that of the woman of God. Amen, Jesus. She's certainly no stranger to the line, but we thank God for her availing herself. Amen. Busy, busy people, amen, in God's business. But we always thank God that they avail themselves to come to this PNN platform to bless the people, to bless the nations all over the world. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, I want you to bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Let us have a word of prayer on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We honor, we glorify you. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness. We're thanking you tonight for your grace. Thank you on this night, for you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for your holiness. We're thanking you for your truth. We're thanking you for your loving kindness. And we thank you tonight for your tender mercies. Father, we're thanking you tonight for your compassion. Fail not. Great is your faithfulness. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for your long suffering towards us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you tonight to look upon us. Glory to God. We're asking you to look upon us on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, look upon us, oh God, tonight in your tender mercies, in your loving kindness. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to forgive us. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us tonight, oh God, of our transgressions. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you on tonight, oh God, to accept our praise as we come unto thee. Glory be to God, with uplifted hands, with uplifted heart on tonight, giving you thanks, giving you praise. Glory to God, glorifying you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for you are great. And you're greatly to be praised. And we come on tonight with thanksgiving in our hearts. We're coming on tonight, oh God. Glory to God. We're coming on tonight with a praise on our lips. We're coming on tonight, hallelujah, Glory be to God. We're coming on tonight collectively. We're coming on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. For you've given us access unto you. And we're coming on this night, glory to God. Hallelujah. Bringing in the sheaves on tonight. Bringing in the thanksgiving on tonight. But Father, you've done us well. You've done us well. And we come tonight to say thank you. We come tonight, glory to God, to tell you we appreciate you. We're coming on tonight, glory be to God, to give you the glory that's due unto your name. We're coming unto you on tonight. Hey, God, we're coming on tonight to make your name great, to make your name great in the earth. Glory to God. And we lift your name on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, by thy name on tonight, we call glory to God. We're coming yet again. Hallelujah. We're coming yet and again. Oh, God, we're coming yet and again. Oh, glory to God. We're coming yet and again, oh, God, asking you to look upon us tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, to create in us a clean heart. Renew within us, oh God, a right spirit. Renew within us, oh God. Hallelujah. We're asking you to renew our minds. Transform our minds, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to touch us again. Touch us yet again. Glory to God. Touch on this line. Touch over these airways, we pray. In the precious name, Jesus, we're asking you to touch tonight. But you know what we have need of before we even ask. And Father, we're asking you to touch tonight. Touch on the inward part. In the name of Jesus, transform tonight. Glory be to God. Breathe again upon us. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to do it on tonight. Father, do it on tonight. Make us brand new on tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming yielded unto thee. And we say, have your way, oh God. Have your way, have your way. Have your way, Baba. Father, have your way, oh God, in the midst of us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. In the midst of us, we pray. Oh, Father, in that precious name. Father, look upon your people all over this land. Look upon your people. Gloria Messiah. Yes, Lord. Look upon your people tonight. Oh, God, look upon your people. Look upon the hurting hearts on tonight. Look upon the bereaved on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking that you would touch tonight. Cause the spirit of comfort, oh God, to comfort your little ones. In the precious name, Jesus. Comfort the hearts of your people. In the precious name, oh God. Comfort on tonight. Oh God, how about Taya? Oh God, those that are grieving on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would comfort in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Oh God, situations and circumstances. Father, turn them around in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Cause your righteousness. Ah, yes. Oh God, cause your righteousness. Cause your righteousness to be revealed in the midst of us, oh God. Cause your righteousness and your truth to be revealed in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, oh God, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Thy kingdom, oh God, a kingdom expression on tonight. Your kingdom expression, Aya. Oh, God, in the midst of us, oh, God, cause that kingdom expression. Oh, God, cause it to come forth in the precious name of Jesus. Thy will in the midst of us. Thy will, oh, God, in our lives. Thy will, hey, God, thy perfect and thy divine will. Oh, God, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Father, we're asking that you would touch bodies on tonight. Touch and heal, Father. Touch from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Touch on tonight. Touch and restore. Touch and make whole, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to go to the Imam Messiah. Higher, Father, we're asking you
enemy that seek to hinder, that seek to bind, that seek to hold your people back from coming into that divine destiny and that divine purpose. Oh, God, on tonight, Father, by your word on tonight, Father, speak to us. Hey, glory about tonight. Speak unto our hearts. Speak unto our very spirit. We're asking that you breathe upon us again. Breathe upon us. Oh, glory to God. Breathe upon us again. Father, make us anew in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're thanking you for your word now. Thank you for your declared word. Thank you for your word that comes to bring life. Thank you for your word that comes to set captives free. We thank you tonight, oh God, for by your word, oh God, save souls of saints. And Father, we say it to me, yes, Father, we say on tonight, save to the utmost, save to the utmost, save, oh no, yes, save to the utmost, save, deliver, and set free your people, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, have your way. Oh, God, bind the hand of the enemy. Oh, God, and bring his works to naught. Cause your people to come to your perfect liberty. Oh, God, your perfect liberty. Oh, glory to God. We ask. We pray on tonight. We pray on tonight. And Father, thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that comes to give life, for your word that comes to deliver, your word. Oh, glory to God. Your word on tonight, oh God. Father, we pray on tonight that your word would have free course. Do what you will. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our mind. Hey, glory to God. Speak, oh God, cause our spirits to be quickened on tonight. Quicken in your righteousness. Quicken in your truth. Quicken in your holiness. Father, we said do what you will on tonight, and we will give you thanks. We will give you praise. We do give you glory, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would bless your speaker tonight. Bless your woman servant. Bless her as only you can. Bless, oh God, strengthen me. Strengthen her. Glory am I say, God, strength it on tonight. Oh, glory to God for your anointing. Father, not only this night, but the days ahead. Father, strengthen as only you can. And we give you thanks. We give you praise for all that you're about to do. We thank you for your divine order. We thank you for your divine order. Sitting in the midst of us. Sitting in the midst of each and every one of us. We thank you for your divine order. We thank you for your purpose. We thank you for your plan. Father, we thank you for your glory in the earth. We say you get the glory. You get the glory out of our lives. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you again, oh God, for the saving of souls. We thank you tonight, Father, for the indwelling of your precious Holy Ghost. We thank you for doing the work in the midst of us. Work higher, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory now, Father. We're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover, and we shall be covered. Hide us, oh God, and we shall be hid. And Father, for this, we give you thanks for your blood covering. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for your glory, oh God. Thank you for your glory covering each and every one all over this earth. We thank you tonight. We bless you. We thank you for your peace now. Glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We praise you, we honor, we give you glory, in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God, in every heart on tonight, every heart on tonight. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God, every heart on tonight. Glory to God, tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight, Master. Glory to God.
Muted.
Time we're going to have, glory to God, our scripture reading. Glory to God. We're going to have our scripture reading on tonight, Sister Mary. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you.
First, giving the honor to our Heavenly Father, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. In your reading, I will be reading Psalms 1, the way of the righteous. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessing to the hearers and most of all the doers of his most holy word.
Come in the house. Come in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in the house. Come in the house. Come in the house, Jesus, you are welcome. Come in the house, joy in the house, joy in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Joy in the house. Joy in the house. Joy in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Joy in the house. Peace in the house. Peace in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Peace in the house. Peace in the house. Peace in the house.
Ah, yeah.
Jesus, you are welcome. Peace in the house. Deliverance in the house. Deliverance in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Deliverance in the house. Deliverance in the house. Deliverance in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Deliverance in the house. Salvation in the house. Salvation in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Salvation in the house. There is love in love in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Love in the house. There is love in the house. Love in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Love in the house. Welcome in the house. Come in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come. Come in the house. Come in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Come.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's in the house on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We're just going to ask our speaker to go ahead and press star six. Amen. And come on the platform. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we are ready. Amen. We are indeed ready on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We are indeed ready on tonight, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen, Jesus. We are so grateful tonight, people of God, amen, to be graced, amen, again with this woman of God, amen, as we often say, amen. They have such busy schedules, but we just thank God that they just carve out some time for little old us over here at the PNN. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God on the night. Amen. No matter how small. Amen. We just heard it's in the house. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare. Thank God for you, Sister Mary. Thank God for you, Sister Robin, on tonight for availing yourselves in the service on the Lord, of the Lord. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Preparing the way. Amen, for the word of God. There's a blessing in it for you. Amen. On tonight, people of God, we want you to receive on tonight this woman of God. As we stated, she's been here with us before. We thank God that she has, amen, availed herself again to come and be with us. We want you to receive on tonight evangelist and pastor Sharma Maynard. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform. See if we can get you over this press. Star six, woman of God.
Okay, y'all hearing me?
Now we can hear you. God bless you.
Okay. Okay. God bless each and every one of you tonight. Let me start with Evangelist Bradley. Annette Bradley, God bless you, visionary, for this great prayer line and what God is fixing to do. We thank God for you, all those that are bishops and apostles and advisors and prayer warriors and evangelists and pastors and prophets. God bless you all. Tonight,
yes.
I give God praise and thanks. I am so glad that there are some prayer warriors on the line. I do covet your prayer. I've been under some really heavy attack. And God is, but God is good. God is good. And I need you all to keep me up in prayer tonight as I deliver this brief word to us that I believe that the Spirit of the Lord has laid on my heart. I give God praise and glory and honor because of who he is and this, that which he is doing through us in this time is going to be awesome. It's going to be mighty. I have this word from Genesis chapter 35. And let me warn y'all, everybody have their places in the body of Christ. For some reason over the years, I feel like one of my places is towards the church, provoking the church to live right and to do the things that, you know, is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. So if you hear me talk about, you know, the church and where God is wanting it to be, it's because most of my ministry, most of my evangelizing, most of my ministering to people is geared about their lives and their life coming under the authority of God. So in Genesis chapter 35, verses 1 to 5, it says that then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there. Now, if you read the King James, it will say, abide there. And when we're talking about abiding or settle, we're talking about dwelling, staying there. And he said, build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his household and all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you. The second thing he said, purify yourself. And the third thing he said, change your clothes or change your garment. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak of Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell on the town all around them, so that no one pursued them. What I want to leave with us briefly, and I know you've been having an awesome time with God in prayer and, you know, the Word of God, but what I want to leave with you tonight is leave Shechem and go back to Bethel. Leave Shechem and go back to Bethel. I believe with all of my heart, especially in the past year and a half, that God is calling the church, his people, the bride, back to Bethel, back to a place where he once met with us, a place where we once felt his presence, we felt his anointing, a place where he brought revelation and understanding to us. Now, Jacob had settled in Shechem for almost 30 years, and he even built an altar in Shechem, according to Genesis 33 and 20. Shechem was 30 miles away from Bethel, and Jacob had not been back to Bethel since he met the Lord in his earlier days when he was running from his brother Esau. So in staying in Shechem so long, the Bible lets us know that terror was about to hit the land, because when Shechem's son of Hamor, the Hivite, the ruler of the area, saw Jacob's daughter Dinah, the daughter Jacob had with Leah. His daughter Dinah, when Shechem saw her, the Bible says that he took her and he raped her. When Jacob heard that his daughter Dinah had been defiled, his sons, the Bible says, were in the field with the livestock. So Jacob did nothing about it until his sons came home. When Jacob's sons heard what had happened, they were very furious because Shechem had done an outrageous thing in Israel by raping their sister Dinah. The Israelites were not supposed to intermarry with the other nations. So Shechem's father now went and he begged for Dinah, for Dinah to marry his son, because his son, in raping her, he fell in love with her. And Shechem said, he said, I will give you whatever you ask for. Make your price for the bride and the gift, and I am to bring as great as you like, and I will pay whatever you ask me. Only give me Dinah to be my wife. But the Bible says that Jacob's sons replied to him, but they replied deceitfully in their hearts. They said, we cannot do such a thing. We cannot give you our sister to a man who is not circumcised. That would be a disgrace to our people and to our family. So under one condition, they said, we will enter an agreement with you that you become like us by circumcising all the male, and then we will give you our daughters. Their proposal seems good to Hamor and his son. So when every male in the city was circumcised, the Bible said within 3 days into the circumcision, while they were still in pain, that Simeon and Levi took their swords, attacking the city and killing every male, looting the city and carrying off all their wealth and all their women and children. So the Bible says that Jacob became afraid because he said to his sons, what have you done? We are few in numbers. Suppose they rise up against us to attack us. We don't have a whole lot of people. And here it is where we come to chapter 35, where God spoke to Jacob. And he said, Jacob, leave Shechem and go up to Bethel and abide or settle there and build an altar there to God. God said, settle. He said, abide there in Bethel. In the Hebrew, Bethel means the place of prayer. You can call it one, or it's also a place of worship known unto God. If every time us believers, or for us believers to understand in this time, if there is a place that we are to be, especially of what we are seeing happening in our nation, among our people, among our families, we ought to be at Bethel in this time and this season. Our land is in terror. Our land is in fear. Our land is in trouble. And the only safe haven for the body of Christ is to be at Bethel, a place of worship, a place of prayer, a place where God will meet with his people, where God will give us insight and direction, especially in the time that we are living here today. The Bible says in Genesis 35 that Jacob said, when God spoke to him to go back to Bethel, Jacob went and he spoke to his household, and he called them together and he said, we are going up to abide in Bethel. But three things I am asking you to do. I am asking you to put away the strange gods. I am asking you to clean yourself or purify yourself. And I'm asking you to change your garment. Well, what was Jacob really doing or saying to his household? He is saying to his household, it is time for repentance. We are going in the presence of Almighty God. And if some of you here on this line understand, we can't just come in any and anyhow into the presence of God, especially when we come to pray and to petition and to talk with him. When we are entering the presence of God, our hearts, our minds must be in tune with God. We must be in right posture. We must be in right position. So Jacob knew that God was calling them to Bethel, and they could not go to Bethel in the state that they were in. He said, get rid or put away the strange gods. Jacob was getting his household in preparation to meet with God. This is what we're doing on this prayer line. Day after day, we are coming, dear God, to go in God's presence that we can hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us in this time. But we cannot just come in any and anyhow. That many of the Shechemites were worshippers of false God. Many of the Israelites had fallen prey into serving other gods but the true and the living God. And Jacob's household was not exempt. His household had hoarded up strange gods. This is one of the biggest problems that God had with the children of Israel. They will leave the true God and they will go after the false God. And it's the same problem he's having in our nation today. We've got so many little gods. We've got so many false gods. The Bible tells us in Exodus 20 and 1, the first commandment the Lord gave to Moses was, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
In Psalms 81:9, it tells us, there shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to the foreign gods. We are living in a world where we have become, where we welcome strange gods into our hearts that we describe as having a new fad or a new trend that has taken place. When in reality, we have all these other little gods. But what is our strange god today? That which we give more priority in our lives. God is not the center of our lives. We no longer hold him above everything else. A matter of fact, some of us have lost our first love, our first passion. The god of Mammon has taken over the land, and this god is a god of lust for power and possession. The god of the Asherahs have taken over the land. This is a god of the worship for sexuality and all sorts of immorality that is in the land, from homosexuals to the lesbians to the bestialities, all kind of evil that is taking place in the land sexually. Fornication, adultery, men are leaving their wives and clinging to strange women that all Satan has sent to set them up. Then we have the god of Baal, where we are worshiping our intellect. We no longer looking to the Holy Ghost for guidance, but we are looking to our own self-intellect. Why, there is nothing wrong with educating ourselves. But when we reach to the point that the Holy Ghost, we push him aside and we take more interest in our own abilities and our own gifting. Then we have the god of Moloch, where we worship pleasure. Ah, the Bible tells us about that. We have become a people of we always want things to start our way and our pleasure and our desire and what we crave after and what we want, even when it's against the word of God. And then we have the god of self, where we have a self-image of worshiping ourselves and a spirit of greed that has literally taken over some of us. Well, Jacob said to his household and all his servants in the house, we are going into prayer. We are going into worship. We are going to meet a god. But you got to get rid of those strange gods that we have in our lives. God cannot move. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters, apostles and teachers and evangelists and prophets. I believe that one of the greatest move of God is coming into the body of Christ. Ah, God. But God got to get us prepared for that which is about to come. We cannot just come into the presence of God with any and anyhow. God is looking for a people that when you pray, you shift the realm. Oh, hallelujah. You shift the heavenly realms where God will answer and God will hear us. I have been asking God for the past several months, even for last year, as I read and I ponder on this word, and I notice in the book of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that when Jesus did healing and when he did miracles, it happened immediately and suddenly. I'm saying, God, I want when I bend my knees and when I come before you in prayer, my heart would be right with you, that what I pray for, that, oh God, it will happen immediately. Glory be to God. Suddenly, it will take place and happen. This is where God is trying to bring the body of Christ in the season that we just don't pray, but we pray intentionally, and we pray shifting in authority of the kingdom, shifting things in the spirit realm, and God began to do things. Glory be to God. So he said, put away the strange gods. Hallelujah. That which is taking more of your attention, that which you're focusing more on instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the second thing he said, be clean. In other words, purify yourself, or cleanse yourself from sin. And after you get rid of these strange gods, let us clean ourselves. Purification is a time of the cleansing. Now, it's no doubt that back then when Jacob said to them of cleaning themselves, most times it's for them to wash themselves and, you know, clean up their bodies. But in our time that we are living in, when we say cleaning, purifying, we are talking about the heart. We are talking about taking a self inventory of our heart. We're talking about searching ourselves to look within our heart. Can I say to us tonight that when somebody have a heart attack, a massive heart attack, it's because there is blockages in their arteries. My God, there are times spiritually our hearts are blocked. There are things that in our heart that should not be. Hatred and envy and jealousy and malice in our heart that is blocking the move of God. And in order for that person, if the doctors could save their lives, they've got to get a new heart. They cannot patch up a heart that when you have multiple attacks in the heart, they have to look for a new heart. My God, we on a daily basis need to seek God. God, you search my heart. God, you look within me. Is there any wicked way within me, God? Purge me. My God, the heart above all things is desperately wicked and evil. This is why we have to constantly ask God to change our hearts, make our hearts clean. The Bible says, oh, glory be to God, in Psalms 24, verses 3 to 4, he said, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, this is an awesome venue for us in this season and time. As I listened to Evangelist Bradley said, it's 2 years ago. Oh, but God wants to make this prayer line a prayer line like never before. That when we pray and we open up our voices, things will begin to break in the realm. family on these prayer lines. Glory be to God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, he says, since we have these promises, beloved, cleanse ourselves from every defilement of the body and the spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of the Lord Almighty. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about purifying ourselves, is that we bring in ourselves into holiness, into righteousness. The Bible did tell us without holiness, no man shall see God. And if we want to see God, and we want to see the hands of God, we've got to purify. We've got to come back to holiness. Come back to right living before God. Hebrews 10 and 22 tells us, it says, let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our heart sprinkled clean from any evil conscience, with our bodies washed with pure water. Oh, my brothers and sisters, our prayer must come in the form of a posture, the posture of a clean heart before God. Oh, glory be to God. I am looking to see the greater works take place in our time. The posture of our hearts must be clean. We must purify ourselves. We must ask the Holy Ghost, search me, oh God, and see if there be any wicked ways within me. We must come to that point. Can I say to you, my brothers and sisters, I have my prayer, and that the Lord had me get a little journal, and he began to give me certain prayers to write down in this journal, that when I go back every day, I would pray them. But the first section of my prayer is repentance. I always come in repentance. I always come and ask God, because sometimes I may say something, or I may do something, or I may act in some kind of way that is not pleasing. So I always open up my prayer into repentance and asking him to clean this heart of mine. Oh, glory be to God. The third thing, Jacob said to his household, he said, I want you to change your garments, or change your clothes. Well, what is Jacob saying to them? Literally, there is three things, but literally, they had to change their clothes, because the Bible tells us in Zephaniah 1 and 8, it tells us punishment will come to the prince and to the king's children, and to all such as are clothed with strange apparel. Glory be to God. When something is strange in the sight of God, it is not normal. It is not right. Hallelujah. Also, when we talk about changing your clothes or your garment, it can also mean changing your mindset, changing your attitude, or changing your habits or your behaviors that are not pleasing unto God. We are going, Jacob said, to meet with God. And you cannot come with the same kind of mindset or the same kind of attitude or the same kind of habits. There must be a transformation, a metamorphosis of the mind. Glory be to God. Jacob said, then when you have changed your garments and you have cleansed your heart, or you have cleaned yourself, you purify yourself, he said, then we can go up to Bethel where I will build an altar to God. Altars were built in the Old Testament as a place where you meet with God in prayer and in worship. It could be a place, or it could be an intentional place in your home where you meet with God, where you meditate, where you worship, where you spend time. Can I say to you that during the time of this COVID, I made an altar before the Lord Jesus Christ. And every time I go into that area to meditate and to pray and to seek the face of God, I always sense a glorious presence come down over me, because I have created an atmosphere, a place where I can meet with God Almighty. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, an altar is a dedicated place unto the Lord. It's a place where the presence of God will show up. Oh, glory be to God. It's a place where you can bank on it. When you go into the presence and God never fails, hallelujah, when we open up an atmosphere and a place for him, I guarantee you, he will come. Oh, glory be to God. This year is going to be a tough year. We are looking for some great things, and I am anticipating also. But you got to be prepared that there's some things that are going to come our way, that some of us is going to rock the very foundation on which we stand. But when you make an altar, when you go up to Bethel and you make an altar, listen, look what happened in the book of Genesis 34. The Bible says that terror had hit the land. God, can I say to us today that terror has hit our land? Millions of people died, and we are still counting. And not just from the pandemic, but all other things are happening. I have never seen in my whole life that I'm living of so much debt that we have experienced in the past 2.5 years, and it's still counting. I have lost so many key people in my life, and a lot of it is not from COVID. Some of them, I don't know, God must have just taken them home. Oh, but I'm saying to us here that things are going to be rough. Things are going to happen in a time. So leave Shechem. You stay too long in Shechem. Terror is in Shechem. It is time to go to Bethel and abide in Bethel. dwell there. Oh, glory be to God. Don't leave Bethel. Stay there. Glory be to God. Our prayers must be coming from clean vessels. We must get rid of sin and allow God to perfect us in holiness unto him, that when we pray, God will hear us. Our glory be to God. If it's at Bethel, we are going to hear from God, and he will give us instructions as to how we can make it through these times that are coming. It is at Bethel, transformation, but at Bethel, revival is coming. Can I say to you, my brothers and sisters, in my time, my altar time prayer with God, he let me know that revival is coming, but it's not coming the way we're looking for it to come. It's not coming where you're going to call a preacher and say we need a weaker meeting or evangelist or a prophet or an apostle and say we need you to come and do a weaker meeting. God showed me in the spirit that there are people that he have in reserve that is praying and seeking him that has not come into the forefront. And when he brings them out, they are the ones that are going to propel revival in the land. Or can I say to us, brothers and sisters, stay at Bethel. Abide in Bethel. That's where revival is coming. It's at Bethel where we're going to receive the revelation and the vision from God. It's at Bethel where we are going to receive the healing, the miracles, the deliverance. Glory be to God. It's going to take place at Bethel. It's at Bethel the Holy Ghost will pour out his spirit on all flesh. Oh, glory. Glory be to God. I challenge you tonight under the song and the unction of the Holy Ghost. My God, I feel the presence of Almighty God. I challenge you tonight, my brothers and sisters, and myself, let us get back to Bethel. Let us build an altar of prayer unto the Lord. Come on, this is not time for titles, and this is not time for positions, and this is not time for us to make ourselves big. This is God's time. Glory be to God. Remove self out of the way. Remove our agendas out of the way. This is God's agenda. This is God's time. For glory be to God. And let us get up to Bethel and abide there. Terror had hit the land. Glory be to God. Terror is in our land. And my God, my brothers and sisters, I can't really share much with you, but there's some things that behind the scenes that we don't know that is taking place, that is happening, that God allow me to see a glimpse of it. The evil in high places, the wickedness in high places that God show me that is taking place. You think this pandemic just happened by chance? No, my brothers and my sisters. This was divinely planned by Satan and his agents. Hallelujah. And this is no, we should not take this lightly. Glory be to God. There's a reason why this pandemic took place. God allowed it to happen, trying to get the church in the place and the position and the posture of prayer and removing our own agendas. It's not about us. It's not about this prayer line. It's about Jesus Christ and what he is wanting to do. Terror hit the land. Oh, glory be to God. And Jacob, who have not been to Bethel for a very long time, God said to him, it is time to get back to Bethel. Get your household in order, because Bethel is the safest place for us to be right now. Oh, glory be to God. Father, in your name, I have delivered what you have shared in my spirit for your people on this prayer line. To leave Shechem. We stay too long in Shechem. And let us head or abide in Bethel, the place of prayer, the place of worship, the place where your presence resides, the place where you're going to reveal to us, the place where we're going to sense your great anointing and your great presence over our lives. Oh, Father, help us in this time. Help your people, my God, to abide in Bethel, my God, and pray with your hearts pure. Pray, oh God, with a right mindset. Transformation of the mind, habit, attitude, behavior, my God. Let there be a metamorphosis in our lives tonight. I pray, my God, some of us, you will begin to reveal that which is taking place in the dark. God, for you say you're going to bring them into the light. Open up our eyes. Open up our vision. My God, that we will begin to see in the realm of the spirit the evil that is taking place, and that we will arise in prayer to break down every satanic, demonic altar that are setting itself up against your true altar, my God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, dear God, for every individual that is situated on this prayer line, my God. Oh, God, I understand there are 42 nations, and we are going all through the Caribbean and different places, my God. I pray, my God, that you will put a desire of prayer in the hearts of your people. Pray until we can't pray no more. Call your name till we can't call your name no more. Oh, God, help us in this season, in this time, and this hour, my God. Help us to put aside our own agendas, my God, and seek the agenda of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, there are individuals here in this prayer line need deliverance. We need the hands of God to move in our lives, my God. tonight in the name of Jesus. The same God of Abraham, the same God of Isaac, the same God of Jacob. My God, I call that God tonight. The God of Jeremiah, the God of Isaiah. Oh, I call on this God tonight, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of Daniel in the lion's den. I call this God tonight to fall afresh on your people and give them a earning and a desire, not just on this prayer line when we come 9 o'clock, but oh God, give them a desire to be praying at all times. You said in your word that men are to pray at all times. Oh God, give us a hunger for prayer. Give us a hunger for prayer. Give us a hunger to pray. Oh God, until we see deliverance come forth. I pray, God, the Spirit of the living God will rest upon your prayer, folks, my God. I pray that you will release the power of Elijah in the lives of your people, my God, that when they pray, let your great power be released, my God, upon them. In the name of Jesus, let us see signs and wonders and miracles released through the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let us understand that our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Holy Ghost, help us, my God, as we seek you. We will pull down every stronghold, every evil, every demon that is set up against your people, that God is going to be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ and be destroyed in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we give you thanks tonight. And I pray, God, that this short word, oh, God, to your people will move within their hearts and let them know to go and abide in Bethel and stay there. Oh, God, don't move from Bethel. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, put within their hearts, put within their minds, oh, God, to stay in Bethel tonight. Let thy divine will be done on your people tonight. Remember Evangelist Bradley. God, I'm asking you for more insight. I'm asking you for revelation. I'm asking you, God, to show her in the realm of the Spirit as you lead her. Oh, God, and those that are following her, the prayer warriors, the intercessors, the advisors, my God, the prophets, these are people, God, raise up on this prayer line, my God. Let your special anointed, oh, glory be to God, rest upon them. And we give you thanks, and we give you praise, Oronoboshi, for this prayer line. And all those, God, that have a desire to pray and to seek you in this season and in this time. I'm asking you for a special anointing on this prayer line. An anointing that only comes from you. Anoint everyone, my God. Anoint their homes. Anoint their children. Those with husbands. And anoint them, God. If their husbands are not saved, save them. Their children, they're not saved, save them. Wives that are not saved, save them. Anoint everyone on this prayer line like never before, God. Oh, glory be to God. That when they pray, when they seek you, things are going to happen in the realm of the spirit. Bless the night. We give you thanks, and I give you praise. In Jesus' name, oh, glory be to God. Somebody just give him a praise. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
We have thine in him. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Jesus. Help us. Help us, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Mashayadabaku. Oh, Yodoboshayabasa. Jesus, 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 my God, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. We bless you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Nashataya Baku. Nda. Jesus. My God, my God. Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God thanks. Glory to God. We bless him today. Amen. Glory to God. We just sang a whole song right there. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Right there in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Truly tonight, the Lord has spoken. Glory to God. The Lord has spoken on tonight. And as the scripture declares, he that has an ear to hear, glory be to God. Hear what the Spirit is saying on tonight. Glory to God. Hear what the Spirit Spirit has said unto the church tonight. Glory be to God. Will you give the Lord a yes? Amen. Will you give him a yes on tonight? Will you give him a yes on tonight? Glory to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All we need to do is give him a yes. Glory to God. Hear, obey, and go back to Bethel. Glory to God. I tell you tonight, people of God, truly we have been blessed. Truly the Lord has visited us on tonight. Glory be to God. Listen, all that you needed was in the house tonight. Hey, woo, glory to God. All that you needed, glory to God. All that you had need of, glory to God, was in the house on tonight. Glory to God. Truly the Lord has visited us. Amen. He has come, glory to God, in the midst of us, glory to God, and we embrace, amen, the presence of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Know tonight that, amen, we have shifted. Amen. We have shifted, people of God. Amen. Glory, my God. Glory to God. The Lord has shifted us on tonight. Glory to God. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. Oh, glory, my God. We give him praise on tonight. Glory to God for all that he's done. Glory to God. Amen. Truly, the Lord, again, the Lord has done us well. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you, woman of God, on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Thank you for availing yourself. Glory be to God. Amen. Unto the people of God on tonight, we just give God thanks. We just give God praise on tonight. Amen. For this word, for this hour, for this people. Amen. As many as were here, as many as were that have heard on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We can give God thanks. We can give God praise. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Listen, people of God, I'm just almost without words on tonight. Glory to God, because truly the Lord again has visited us. Amen. And I'm telling you, when you get a word like this, amen, you just want to go off into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Just go out. Amen. Just listen. You just want to find that quiet place. Amen. And let the Lord continue to minister to you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy. Amen. We're not going to say a whole lot because the Spirit of the Lord is yet ministering to you. Amen. Words of direction. Amen. The Lord has spoken expressly unto us tonight. Amen. So we're going to let you off the line, but we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. It's absolutely free. Amen. I encourage you, each and every one of you, to get a copy on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And the number that you can text is 912-257-3918. Amen. That's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can contact us via WhatsApp. Amen. And that number that you can text is 678-608. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. As well, people of God, we want to let you know that you can go out to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network page. Amen. The broadcast is also housed there. Amen, Jesus. You can go out and listen to it as often as you like. Amen. Send it via messenger. Amen. Send it to somebody. The church needs to hear this word. Amen. The world needs to hear this word. Amen. Glory be to God. And I also want to let you know one other place you can actually go out on the web. Amen. Just type in Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. And there you will see our messengers, our messages, amen, listed there as well as podcasts. Amen. If you have podcasts, amen, you can also listen via podcast. Amen. People of God, we're endeavoring to get this word out. Amen. Glory be to God. The world needs answers. Amen. And the answers is in the word of God. And we thank God for his messengers that he sent to this line. Amen, Jesus, his messengers that he sent to bring such a word as this, word of deliverance, word of strength, word of express direction, amen, for where we are going and where the Lord has taken us and where the world is headed, amen. But we thank God, amen, that we are people with vision. Glory be to God. We thank God for his express direction. Amen, Jesus, that he can lead, guide, and direct us. Amen, because, people of God, the Lord has need of thee. He has need of thee. Amen. And we know that the abiding place is in Bethel. Amen. Glory to God. So let us go back, purpose in our hearts. Amen, Jesus. Woman of God, we just want to, we're going to ask our advisor, amen, on tonight. Amen, Minister Booker. Amen. If she would come and bless you on tonight, amen, Jesus, woman of God, cover and strengthen you. We thank God, amen, that he strengthened you right in the midst of the message, amen. But we're going to pray, amen, glory to God, for your continued strength on tonight. Amen, Minister Booker, if you would, amen, come over on the platform, amen, to be to bless the woman of God, if you will. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Mother God. God bless you.
God bless you. Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of the hearers tonight. God bless the doer most of all. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you for the word. God bless you for that fresh anointing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you that we must return to Bethel. God bless you.
Jesus.
I really don't know what to say, but just God bless you richly. God bless you with an everlasting blessing. God bless, God high, God heal, God protect. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord always keep this shield protected about you and everything that your hands find to do. May the Lord forever and lead and guide and direct your every
foot.
Bless the name of the Lord. And may the Lord forever wash us, purge us, cleanse us daily. Oh, God. May the Lord God Almighty, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, now has become our God. Yay! Mighty God. Mighty God.
Yes.
Stirs us from the inside out. Jesus. Oh, my
God.
Jesus. In our mind.
Holy Ghost.
That we come. To the glory.
Yes,
the work that you have started on this night. Forever, God. Forever.
Yeah, Masha.
And light, encourage, uplift.
Yes,
forever.
Yes,
take that anointing from the crown of her head to the very soul of her. Forever, God. Forever, God. Forever, God.
Hallelujah.
Life of the watch. When we go up. That we can, God. I'm not talking about transition from here to there. I'm talking about to go up in you. That we can take the mantle as the night. As she went up in the mountain. In the name of Jesus, forever, mighty God.
Lead her to fresh water. That she never thirst.
Hallelujah.
Strengthen her hind leg. This is your handmaid that you have set aside for this night. That yoke is broken. That deliverance come. That prayer will be stirred and turned again. That shaking of your face, God, in the name of Jesus, until your glory rests upon us. This is your maid. Meet every need, whether it be mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, every need, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for knowing that wherever her feet threaded already set. Thank you for knowing that you have already blessed her going out as well as her coming in. Thank you for knowing that all things work together for her good.
For her good.
No matter what it looks like, it works for your good because you love God. And you have been already called according to his purpose or his good pleasure. In the name of Jesus. Mighty God, thank you for this. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Holy God. And there anywhere may fall short, always have a comb from the altar that you can touch those lips of clean, that she may shake at the order of God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Knowing that if her ways be pleasing to you, she can eat the good of the land. Knowing that you have started a good work. Knowing that you're going to finish what you started for someone else. Thank you for knowing, God. Thank you for knowing that you have already set before her an open door. And there's nothing can set up on her to hurt nor harm her. And nothing can come nigh her dwelling place except the Lord thy God says so. And he have already made a way of an escape. Thank God for knowing, Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 Who is Lord? The anointed one. I thank you. Father God, and I bless you for this service. I thank you. Almighty God. Because you declare by your word, we can speak those things that are not as though they were, that we can say, our deliverance has come. My deliverance has come. Thank you for your word, Father, because it cannot return unto you void, but it must perform and prosper where you sent it to. We thank you for it now, Father, in thy Son Jesus' name.
Yes.
That all good and perfect gift comes from you. And you sent us a perfect gift tonight. And we bless you for it. We bless you for it. It's because of the Spirit of the living God that liveth in the vessel. in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you now. Give us sweet sleep. Give us sweet sleep. Give us sweet sleep. Give us sweet sleep. And not know your angel were already kept rhyming about her. Shield her, cover her, tie her behind the cross. Bind up everything that is not like you. In the name of Jesus, we cast it just the first from her, then the earth is from heaven, and the heaven is from the earth. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for hearing us always. And thank you for the answer by faith in thy Son, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us, washing us, and cleansing us, because the scripture declares, you sent the word. You have sent your word on this night. You sent the word on this night. If we but will receive the cleanse of all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus, that the holiness of you be perfected in us. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Once again, we thank you now, and we love you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love and your kindness that you have shown us on this night. This woman, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And God forever keep his home protection round and about you. Bless you. Bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Evangelist, can I just say something briefly?
Yes, Evangelist. You sure can. You have the platform.
I know we've gone over time, but folks, the presence of God is not finished with us.
Hallelujah.
God is not finished with us. Mm-hmm. As we leave this prayer line, continue to pray. There's such an anointing. There's such a power. Continue to pray. I just can't shake myself right now. I feel like I'm under a heavy anointing. Oh, God. It was such a battle. It was such a battle for me the past couple of weeks. But I feel God wants to break some things in the realm of the spirit. God is doing something in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody must get a breakthrough. Somebody must get a deliverance. I feel he's not finished with us yet. Holy Ghost. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the prayer. God bless you all.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, people of God. God bless you again on tonight. Woman of Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. Amen. As we've stated, amen. We want you to, amen. As the woman of God said, on tonight, amen. Go ahead. Amen. And just humble yourself, amen, before the Lord on tonight, amen. Let us continue to pray, amen. Let us continue to pray. Let us take heed to what's been said, amen. And let us yield ourselves unto him. Let us yield ourselves unto him. Woo, glory Amahaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Moshe. Woo, glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to let the Lord continue to have his way. Glory be to God, and we invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Glory be to God. Come back and be with us on tomorrow night. Please, people of God, let's be prayerful. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we're just going to, amen, sing this song, amen, that was on my spirit. Woman of God, if you want to dismiss us, amen, I'm just going to sing this song. Glory to God. Amen. After you, amen, give the prayer of covering of dismissal for the people. Amen. Glory to God.
Say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will enter and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Oh, and I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will answer and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, oh God, when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, as your spirit speaks to me, I will say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes. I'll say yes. Lord, yes.
You have the line, woman of God.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all tonight, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, glory to God. God bless your people of God. Amen. Go in peace, and we'll see you on tomorrow night, in Jesus' name, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded.